Politicians in Central Vancouver Island are spearheading a leadership group on ship recycling, with a focus to bring the industry to the deep-sea port in Port Alberni. The Alberni Valley is uniquely positioned to attract the infrastructure and business investment needed for ship recycling and dry dock facilities, said Courtenay Alberni MP Gord Johns in a news release. With federal nation-building investments on the horizon, increased defense spending, and growing demand for world-class vessel recycling, the timing could not be more critical. The group will have input from First Nations, local government, Transport Canada, environmental organizations, unions, businesses and more. Mid-Island Pacific Rim MLA Josie Osborne is also behind the group along with Johns. More than 900 vessels in British Columbia are at their end of service awaiting recycling, the news release says. Of those, 90 ships are heavier than 500 tons, which includes obsolete ferries. One of the concerns of those ships not being recycled is environmental, with the chance of fuel leaks and toxic paint exposure affecting marine ecosystems. It also presents an opportunity for BC to lead in sustainable ship recycling, the release adds. The Alberni Inlet and our surrounding communities deserve solutions that create high-value jobs, protect air, land, and water, and honor First Nations stewardship, Osborne said in the release. By working together, we can build a model of sustainable ship recycling that benefits the whole coast. The leadership group will be facilitated by Brody Guy, CEO of the Island Coastal Economic Trust, a provincial development organization dedicated to driving prosperity and diversifying the coastal economy. "We're at a pivotal moment," said Guy in the release. "Ship recycling represents an opportunity to create lasting economic benefits for coastal communities while ensuring the highest standards of environmental protection and Indigenous stewardship. By working together across governments, industry, and communities, we can build a globally respected center of excellence here in the Alberni Valley." Some of the priorities of the group include Indigenous leadership and decision-making authority, world-class environmental standards, meeting or exceeding the EU ship recycling regulation, federal and private sector investment, and community support and social license. This initiative is the first step in building a strategy to secure the federal and private investments needed to make Port Alberni a West Coast hub for responsible ship recycling. There has already been one failed attempt at shipbreaking in Johns Courtenay Alberni Riding, in Union Bay. Deep Water Recovery launched a waterfront business in 2020 that was mired in controversy and complaints until the province revoked its Crown land lease in July 2025. A letter sent to concerned citizens of Baines Sound from Osborne's office confirmed Deep Water's lease was revoked in July due to failure to provide an updated security deposit of $3.2 million and failure to comply with a pollution abatement order from March 15, 2024.